B'siyata d'shmaya maseches Megillah daf hei. We'll start on the top line. Omar Rav, Rav said, Megillo bizmano, when the Megillah is read at the right time, k'rino yisa afilu b'yochid. Even an individual who does not have a minion can lean the Megillah. There's no chiyuv to read or to hear the Megillah b'tzibur, shaloi bizmano. When it's read shaloi bizmano, ba'asara, then you need a minion. What's called Bizmano and Shalei Bizmano? Bizmano is when it's read on the 14th of Adar, for the regular Ayoris Kedoylois and the Mukofin Choyma on the 15th of Adar. Shalei Bizmano is when the Megillah is read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, for the Kforim that are Makdimin Liyema Knisa, they must read it with a minion. Rav Asi Omar, Rav Asi argues on Rav and says, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalei Bizmano, Ba'asara. Since the Megillah is an act of Pirsum in Nisa, publicizing the Nes, irrespective of when it is read, it should be read with a minion. Obviously, this is Lekatchila. If somebody does not have a minion, he can read it B'yechidus. Gemara is now going to bring a story that Rav himself was machmir for the opinion like Rav Asi. Hava Uvda, there was once a story that somebody, I don't know if it was Rav himself or somebody else, who needed to read the Megillah bizmano, and he couldn't go to shul. V'chosh le Rav lehoder Rav Asi, and Rav was choshesh for the shita of Rav Asi, and they collected 10 people so there should be a minion when reading the Megillah. Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Mem Hamud Beis assumes that Rav was not being Chayza, he was simply being Machmir. There's a discussion about this in the Mefor. Now, regarding the fact that when the Megillah is read, Shaloi Bizman, one needs a minion, Gemara is going to ask a question. Umi Omar Rav Hochi, does Rav really hold that in such a case one needs a sorrow? V'omar Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmeid Rav, it was said in the name of Rav that Purim Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Shabbos, and we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos as we saw before on Daf Daled Amud Beis, Erev Shabbos Zmanom, then Erev Shabbos is called Zmanom, and the Gemara asks, how can you, Rav, say that the Zman is on Erev Shabbos? It's clear that Zmanom, the real Zman, that Anche Knes HaGdoila were Kovea, was on Shabbos, on Yud Daled. Later on, there was a Gzeira not to read the Megillah on Yud Daled and to bring it back to Erev Shabbos. How can you say Zmanom? The Gemara says, Erev Shabbos Zmanom? Vo Shabbos Zmanom, Elolav. Of course, Shabbos is really Zmanom. Why did Rav call Erev Shabbos Zmanom? Hochikoma, this is what he intended to say. Sheloi Bizmanom, even though the Kriyas HaMegillah is not really Bizmanoi, because the Zmanoi is on Shabbos, nonetheless, Kizmanom, it has similarities to the Halachas of Megillah, if it would be read Bizmanom. Ma zmanom afilu b'yochid, in the same way zmanom can be read even a yochid, af shaloi bizmanom afilu b'yochid. Even when the Megillah is read shaloi bizmanom, one does not need a minion. And this seems to be contrary to what Rav himself said before, that when the Megillah is read shaloi bizmanoi, one needs a minion. Answers the Gemara, loy le'inyan mikro Megillah ba'asara. When Rav said erev Shabbos zmanom, he did not have in mind the halachas of whether you need asara or not. Elomai, erev Shabbos Manom. What did Rav mean when he said Erev Shabbos is Manom? Lafuke midrebi. It was just in contrast and contrary to Rebbe. Da Omar hoil v'nitcho ayoris mimekoimon yitcho liyem haknisa. Rebbe held that the ayoris, if they don't read on Shabbos, they're pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. Hokmash Malon, Rav was coming to tell us the Erev Shabbos is Manom, who the time to read the Megillah is on Erev Shabbos, and not on Thursday, like the Tanakama who argues with Rebbe on Daf Daled Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Eizu hi ir gedoyla. What's the definition of an ir gedoyla whose time for reading is on Yud Daled and is not Makdim Liyema Knisa? Kol sheyesh ba'asara batlonim, as long as there are at least 10 people who are constantly available to make up the minyan in the shul. Poches mikan, if there are no 10 available members who don't work and they are just available for the minyanim, hariz a kfar, then it has the halachas of a kfar, and it's makdim liyem haknisa. Since they don't have a ready minyan, and they're going to have to start looking for a minyan, and that's going to take away from their simchas purim, therefore we let them read on the Monday or Thursday prior. Continues the Mishnah, be'elu, regarding the zman of reading the Megillah, omru, the chachomim said that makdimin, they can be makdim, v'loy ma'achrin. They don't push off the Megillah to a later date, they bring it back to a previous date, either to the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before in the case of the villages, Or if it's Shabbos, either on Yudalad or Tesvav, then they can't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, and they read it either on Friday or Thursday, depending on the shittas we saw previously. Avol's man atzei kayanim. There was a fixed time that certain families would bring the woods that would be burnt on the Mizbeach, the Tisha B'Av, or the fast of Tisha B'Av, or Chagiga, which is the Korban Shlomim brought on Yontav, the Hakil, the mitzvah of Hakil, that once in 7 years, the year after Shemitah, the whole of Klal Yisrael would gather together on the Motzei Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkos, and hear Sefer Dvorim, and all of these are not done on Shabbos, and if these dates fall on Shabbos, Ma'achrin, they are postponed to after Shabbos, V'lei Magdimin, and they are not done before Shabbos. Now the Mishnah goes back to Hilchas Purim, Afal Pish Omru Magdimin V'lei Ma'achrin, even though we said regarding the time of reading the Megillah that it's done before the Yud-Dalet or Tezvav and not later, but those days, Yud-Alef, Yud-Beis, and Yud-Gimel, Mutarim Behesped or Betainis, they are Mutar on Hesped and Tainis, V'matonis Levyenim, and it's Mutar to give Matonis Levyenim on those days. The Mishnah now carries on with one of the Halachas of Magdimin. Omer of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimosai, when is it true that the kfarim, the villages, are maktim liyema knisa? Mokim shenichnosim b'sheinu b'chamishi. Only in a place where there was a bezdin kavua, and the people from the villages would go on that Monday or Thursday to the bigger cities, to the bezdin anyway, and they would have a minyan there. Aval mokim shein nichnosim loy b'sheinu v'loy b'chamishi, a place where they are not maktim, and they don't go to the big cities on Mondays or Thursdays anyway, in Kirin Oysa Lubizmano, then even the small villages have to read on Yud Dalad. Says the Gemara, Tana we learnt in Ebraisa, Asoro Batlonim, the 10 people who would not be working for their parnosa, they would be sustained by the Tzibur, in order that Shebebeis HaKnesses, they should always be able to be available in the shuls to be mashlim the minyan. The Mishnah just said, Asoro Batlonim, there should be 10 available people. The Gemara is telling us that the reason we need these people is for the shuls, for the Beis HaKnesses. Continues the Gemara. Be'elu omru makdimin v'loy ma'ach. Only regarding the zmanim of Megillah, we are makdim and not ma'achir. Says the Gemara, my tama, what's the reason that we are makdim and not ma'achir? Omer b'abba omer Shmuel, omer kro, since it says in the pasuk that they would keep Purim v'loy yavir, and one of the ways of translating v'loy yavir is that they will not pass over these days. They will never read the Megillah or keep Purim after these days, which is the 14th or 15th. And now the Gemara is bringing another member from the same Reb Abba Omer Shmuel. V'omer Reb Abba Omer Shmuel minayin she'ei moinin yomim l'shonim. How do we know that the year is counted by 12 lunar months and not by 365 days that are make up the solar year? Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, lechodshei hashon, that the year is comprised of months and not days, and months only apply to the moon and not to the sun. Chadoshim atamoyne l'shonim, we count months to make up years. V'yatamoyne yomim l'shonim, we do not count days to make up years. Continues the Gemara of Rabbonon to Kisri. The Rabbonon from the town of Kisri, they said, Mishum Rab Abba, in the name of Rab Abba, Omru, Minayin she'in mechashvin shoyis lachadoshim. How do we know that months are always full days, either 29 full days or 30 full days, and are not counted by the hours? Because we know that from one moila to the next, in the absolute terms, the cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim of an hour, and an hour is 1,080 chalok. But we don't say that that's exactly the length of a month. A month is either 29 or 30 days. Shenemar, since it says in the pasuk, ad chodesh yomim, that a month is comprised of days. Yomim ato mechashiv lachadoshim, v'yato mechashiv shoyis lachadoshim. Days make months, hours don't make. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Avolzman atzei kayanim v'tisha b'av v'chagiga v'hakel ma'achrin v'loy makdimin. The Gemara is now going to discuss the sources that in all these mentioned in the Mishnah that they are ma'achrin v'loy makdimin. Says the Gemara, Tisha b'av, the reason that Tisha B'Av is never brought back, it's always pushed forward. We don't want to bring the bad news, the bad days, the days that remind us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't want to bring that closer to us. We want to delay that as much as possible. Chagiga, the reason that the Shalmei Chagiga, the Hakil and the Mitzvah of Hakil is brought forward and not back, Mishum dakati leimot zman chiyuvayu, because there is a specific date on which they have to be brought, and you can't bring them before their date comes. If their date comes and you can't bring it, you bring it afterwards as a type of tashlumin. And regarding chagiga, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa. Tona, we learnt in a brisa chagiga, the shalme chagiga, the chol zman chagiga ma'achr, and the zman chagiga as well as the chagiga, we push it off. The Gemara is now going to explain that. Bishleima chagiga. When the Braisa says that chagiga is pushed forward, di'imikla b'shabta, if yontov falls on Shabbos, machrinon lo, we push it off, and we makrivit lebosa shabsa, after Shabbos. Elo zman chagiga. When the Braisa says that we push off the zman chagiga, mayhi, what does that mean? Om Reboishi, Reboishi says, hochikoma, this is what the Tana meant. Chagiga b'shabbos, the korban chagiga, if yontov falls on Shabbos, gets pushed off to after Shabbos. But if yontov falls on any of the other days of the week, then the chagiga can be brought on yontov. Va'olas re'ia, however, the korban oila that's brought for coming to the Beis Hamikdash, afilu b'yontov, even on yontov, which is on a weekday, Dizman chagiga, where on yontov one is allowed to bring a korban chagiga, ma'achrin, however, the korban oila of the re'ia is pushed off till after Yon. Now the Gemara says, who holds this way? Mani. Who holds that one's not allowed to bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontov? Says the Gemara, Bishamay Yit, Bishamay Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and Beitzad Afyutes Amud Aleph, Bishamay Oimrim, Mevim Shlomim B'Yontov. One is allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim on Yontov, because the Shlomim is eaten by the Bailim. So it's got a din of Oichel Nefesh, and one's allowed to do melachos of oichel nefesh on yontov. Ve'ein tzeimch naleim, but one does not do smicha on yontov, and the smicha was done on erev yontov. Aval loy oilois, one is not allowed to be makriv oilois on yontov, only on chol hamoed. Since an oilo is completely put on the mizbeach, there's no oichel nefesh in it, and therefore we do not do the melachos of bringing the oilas re'ia on yontov. Ubeis hilal oimrim, beis hilal say mevin shlomim ve'oilois, you can bring on yontov not only the shlomim, but also the oilois. Since Beis Hillel hold that since the mizbeach kiviyachol is benefiting from the oilois, it's a tzeirich gavoya, and since it's a tzeirich for gavoya, it's muta even on yon. V'saimchin aleim. And as far as the smicha is concerned, leaning on the animal, Beis Hillel argue with Beshama and say one is allowed to do the smicha even in yon. So that was Rav Hoshia's explanation of what the Braisa said, chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'ach. Rava is going to have another explanation. Rava Oma. Rava says chagiga, kol zman chagiga, ma'achrin, tfei loy. Which means that regarding the korban chagiga that has to be brought on yontov, one is allowed to delay it to any day of yontov until the last day of yontov, including the last day. But after the last day of yontov, it's too late and the chagiga can no longer be brought. Ditnan, as we saw in the Mishnah in chagiga dav tes amad aleph, mi shaloi chog, some of you did not bring the korban chagiga beyond tov arishin shel chag on the first day of Sukkos, chagig vohilich es kolo regel kula, you can bring the chagiga the whole yontov, ubi yontov achrin shel chag, and even on the last day of chag, which is shmini atzeres, even though it's a regel bifnei atzmoi, nonetheless you can still bring the korbonis of the yontov, over a regel. But if the whole yontov is over, v'loy chog, and he did not bring his korban chagiga, ein echayev b'achriyusay, the mitzvah of bringing the chagiga is over, and he can no longer bring the chagiga. Now the Gemara is bringing a third explanation of what the Braisa said, chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrin. Rav Ashi, Omar Rav Ashi says, chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrin, that all yomim tovim, if they fall on Shabbos, they are ma'achir the chagiga, they bring the chagiga after Shabbos. V'afilu atzeres, the chad yoyman, even shvuos, that only has one day, if that one day is Shabbos, ma'achrin, the chagiga is brought after Shabbos. Ditnan, as we saw in the Mishnah, in chagiga daf yudzayin omad aleph, moidim, that Beis Hillel agree, she'im chol atzeres liyos b'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, sheyem tvoyach, the day to shech the korban chagiga, and the oilas re'ia, achar Shabbos, is after Shabbos. The Gemara is now moving to some halachas of Purim. Omer Belozo, Omer Abchanina. Belozo said in the name of Reb Chanina that there was a story as follows. Rebbe Nota Netia Bepurim. He planted a shrub, a tree, he planted on Purim. And he was not worried about the Issa Melocha on Purim. Also, Rebbe was Noyeg Verochatz. He used to wash himself Bikroino Shel Tzipuri. Even though it was a fast day, he would wash himself, even though the carriages that were heading to the town of Tzipuri would see that he was going into the bathhouse, b'shiva asa b'tamuz, even though it was shiva asa b'tamuz. And he did this publicly in order to make a statement that he held that it was mutter to wash on shiva asa b'tamuz. Rebbe held that when there were no gezeiros presently threatening Klal Yisrael, then one does not need to be machmir for a chitza on any of the tainyos besides for Tisha. V'bikesh la'akir Tisha B'Av, Rebbe wanted to uproot the whole Tisha B'Av, the whole fast day. V'loi hoidu loy, the Chachomim did not agree with him. Omar lefonov Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda. Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda said to Rebbe Lozo, Rebbe, my Rebbe, loy kach hoyo maisa. It's not accurate that Rebbe wanted to uproot completely the fast day of Tisha B'Av. Elo, it was as follows. Tisha B'Av shechol yeis b'Shabbos hava. It was a year that Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. V'dachinu, and they pushed it off la'achar Shabbos to the day after Shabbos. V'omar Rebbe, and Rebbe said, hoil v'nidche, since in any case Tisha B'Av is not on the day hakavua, on the 9th of Av, yidche, it can be pushed off completely for that year. Oidu chachomim, the chachomim did not agree with him. Kori alei, Rebbe Lozo, referring to himself, quoted the pasuk, "Tovim oshnayim min ha'echad." It's good that my friend, that you, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, joined me and corrected me on a misquote. Had I not heard from you what the real story was, I would have made a mistake. And now the Gemara is going back to the sugya of doing melachos on Purim. V'Rebbe heicha nota netziah b'Purim. How could Rebbe plant on Purim? V'atoni Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught us a braisa that quotes a pasuk in Megillas Esther that Purim is called Simcha u'mishte v'yom tov. And the braisa explains that it's called Simcha melamed shasurim behesped. One is not allowed to give a hesped on Purim because it reduces the level of Simcha. Mishte, Purim is called the day of Mishte, melamed shasur b'tainis. You're not allowed to fast on Purim. V'yom tov, Purim is called a Yom Tov, melamed shasur b'asiyas melacha. Just like one may not do melachos on Yom Tov, so too one may not do melachos on Purim. So how could Rebbe plant on Purim? Elo Rebbe bar arbei sahava. Rebbe came from a place from the Ayoris Gedolos where they would read the Megillah on the 14th. V'chinota, and when did he plant? V'chamisa notar. He planted on the 15th, which was not his own Purim. It was the Purim of the Mukafim. Asks Gemara Ein, can that be? That Rebbe was in a place that was not Mukav Chaimah mi Moshe Yeshua Benun, but Rebbe b'Tveria hoya. Rebbe lived in Tveria. U'Tveria Mukafos Chaimah mi Moshe Yeshua Benun havoi. We know that Tveria had a wall around it at the time of Yeshua Benun. Elo, says the Gemara, is the opposite. Rebbe bar Chamisahav. Rebbe's Purim, since he lived in Tveria, was on the 15th. V'chinotam, when did he plant? Bar Beisahava. He planted on the 14th, which is the Purim of the Prozim of the Ayoris Gedolos, but it wasn't his Purim. Asks the Gemara, Umi Pshitele, is it so simple and taken for granted that Tveria Mukaf is Chaimo mi Moshe Yeshua Benun? That indeed Tveria was one of those places that were Mukaf Chaimo mi Moshe Yeshua Benun. V'hachizkiya kori b'Tveria b'arbase u'b'chameser. Chizkiya wasn't sure whether Tveria had a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore he was Machmir, and he read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Masap Kalei, he had the suffix, Im Mukefes Chomim Mimus Yeshua ben Nun hi, Eloi. Answers the Gemara, L'chizkia Masap Kalei. Okay, Chizkia had the suffix, L'Rebbe Pshitalei, to Rebbe it was Poshut, that Tveria had a wall round from Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore its day was on the 15th and not on the 14th, and therefore on the 14th it was mutter to do a melacha, and therefore he planted on the 14th. Asks Gemara v'chipshitalei, and let's assume that Taka it's a mukafis chayma. Mishari, is it mutter to do a melacha on the 14th? V'oksiv, does it not say b'megillas tainis, in the sefer called Megillas Tainis, es yoim arba osor v'es yoim chamisha osor yoima Puraya Inun. Both days, the 14th and the 15th, are called Purim. Deloy lemisped behind, and it's also to give a hesped. V'omar Rav, and Rava said that since the Megillas Tainis had previously already told us that there's an issa of hesped and Tainis, loy nitzricha, the Megillas Tainis only repeated it, elo lesir es shel ze beze, ves shel ze beze. It doesn't need to say twice that on Purim you're not allowed to give a hesped. So it must be that it's coming to say that it's also on both days for both the big towns and the Mukofin. So you see here that even for the Mukofin Choyma, it's also to do a hesped and Tainis on the 14th. If so, it's to be assumed that it's also to do a Malachas on the 14th, even though you live in a place which is Mukafin Chayma. Answers the Gemara, Hanimili, the Megillas Tainis is only referring to Behesped u'Betainis, to not giving a hesped or fasting, avol melacha, yoim echod vasuloi, regarding the issa melacha, it's only asa on the actual Purim day, for the ayoris gedolos on the 14th and the mukafin on the 15th. And that's why it was mutter for Rebbe to plant on the 14th, since his Purim was the 5th. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'horav chazye lahu gavra to have a koshode kisne b'puraya. Rav saw that somebody was planting flax on Purim, v'latye, and he gave him a klola, v'lo yitzomach kisne, and the flax did not grow. So you see there that it's also to do a melacha on Purim, on the 14th and the 15th. At this point, the Gemara took it for granted that that person wasn't planting on his real Purim. He must have either been living in the Ayoris Gedolois and he planted on the 15th, or he lived in the Mukofin Chaimo and he planted on the 14th. Answers the Gemara, Hosom bar Yemahav. The reason that Rav gave him a klola is because he was planting on his actual Purim, not on the other day. Now the Gemara is offering a different suggested answer how Rebbe could plant on Purim. Rabba Berei de Rava Omar, Rabba the son of Rava, explained, Afilo Tema, even if you're going to say B'yoyme, that Rebbe planted on his actual Purim. Hesped v'tainis kabilu alayu. Klal Yisrael only accepted upon themselves the issa of Hesped and Tainis on Purim. Melacha lo kabilu alayu. Klal Yisrael did not accept upon themselves this halacha to not do a melacha on Purim. Demi'ikora ksiv simcha u'mishteh v'yomtev. At first, it says that Purim was Simcha and Mishteh and Yomtev. Ula b'soif, later on, when it's referring not to the year that they actually made the Yomtev of Purim, but the pasuk that's referring to the fact that Klal Yisrael accepted Purim for all the generations, in that pasuk it says, La'asuish oisom yemei Mishteh v'simcha. V'ilu Yomtev lo'iksiv, it does not mention Yomtev, which is the source to Asa Melacha in that second pasuk. So you see from there that Klal Yisrael did not accept upon themselves this chumrah, this halacha, to not do melachas on Purim. Asks the Gemara, Ve'elo Rav, Ma'itam Melatye La'u Gavra. If it's true that the halacha is that you're allowed to do a melacha on Purim, why did Rav curse that person that planted the flax? He didn't do anything wrong. Answers the Gemara, Dvorim Hamutorim, Ve'achirim No'agu Bohen Issa. However, it's true that there are places where this chumrah was not accepted, but there were places where everybody is noyig, has the custom to be machmir. And in a place where everybody is machmir, it's also to be makel. And since this person was doing it in a place where everybody was being machmir, not to do melachos on Purim, that's why he got the klola. Uba Asri de Rebbe, in the place where Rebbe lived, lo nog, they did not accept this chumrah, nobody had this custom, and therefore Rebbe was allowed to plant. Another answer suggests the Gemara how Rebbe could plant on Purim. V'ibois Eima, I'll give you another suggestion. Lo'ilom nog. It could be that even in Rebbe's place, the minig was not to do a melacha. The Rebbe, how could Rebbe plant? Natio shel simcha nota. Since Purim is a day of simcha, a type of planting which brings simcha, even though it's a melacha, is muta. And the Gemara is now going to explain. What does that mean? Kedetnan, like we saw in the Mishnah in Tainis Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Avru Elu, if there was a drought, there was no rain beyond a certain point, and had already fasted the 13 Tainiyos that the Beis Din were Geza, Veloy Nanu, and still there was no rain, Mematin B'masa Umatin, there was a takana that the Tzibur had to lessen the amount that they were working, B'binyan, building, or B'natiya, and planting, B'erusin, being Mekadish and Isha, B'nisuin, with going to the chuppah, betono ale, and the brisa on that mishnah added that binyan, the type of binyan which is asa, is only binyan shel simcha. It's only asa a type of binyan which is one that adds simcha, but a binyan which is not shel simcha, it's one of his necessities, he's allowed to build. Natiya, when there's an issa of natiya, natiya shel simcha, only a type of natiya which brings simcha. But a type of natiya which is not shel simcha was mutter there. Adds the brisa, Ezeu binyan shel simcha. What's the definition of a type of building which is one of simcha? Zehaboina beis chasnus libenoi. If somebody's marrying off his child and he's building for his child a home where he's going to have the chuppah. Ve'ezui natiya shel simcha. What's the definition of a planting of simcha? Zehanoitea aburnaki shel melachim. A special type of tree which has very nice shade. A type of tree that was customary for the kings to sit under it, and it's a type of tree that brings simcha. In the same way that on a tainis, which is a day of tzar, a binyan and the tia of simcha is asa and not others, so too Purim is the opposite way around. It's a day of simcha, and therefore a binyan and the tia of simcha is muta, and just other binyan and other natia is asur. The Gemara is now going back to the Sofik of Chizkiah, whether Tveria was a muk of chayma or not. Gufa, says the Gemara, Chizkiah kori b'Tveria, Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tveria b'Arbaase on the 14th, u'b'chameshse and on the 15th, Mesapkele, he had a Sofik, imukefes chayma mimoisi Yeshua ben Nunhi, whether it had a wall in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Eloi or not. Ask the Gemara, umi Mesapkele, did he really have a Sofik? Milsa de Tveria? As to the walls of Tveria, voksiv, it's a pasuk. Va'orei mivtzor, Hatzidim, Tzeir, v'chamas, Rakas, v'kineris, v'kaimelon, and we have a Masaira that Rakas, zu Tveria. Rakas is called Tveria, and the Pasuk calls them Ir Mivtzor. And these are Psukim referring to the times of Yeshua. So you see clearly that it had a wall around it. In which case it should be poshut that one reads the Megillah on the 15th and not on the 14th. What was Chizkiah's Sofik? Answers the Gemara, Hainu taima de mesapkele. The reason that Chizkiah had a Sofik, Mishom dechad gisa, Shura de yamo havas. On one side of Tveria, there's actually no wall. It's the line of the sea. It borders on the Kinneret. And since there's no wall of stone, it's just a wall of water, he had a Sofik if it's called Mukofus Chayma. Yehochi asks the Gemara, Amay Mesapkele, what was his Sofik? Vadei Lav Chaymahi. It's clear that if there's no wall around it, then it's not Mukof Chayma. D'Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa, and this Braisa is referring to the halachas of Bote Ari Chayma, which are completely different halachas, but the common denominator being that they only apply to cities that had walls around them from the time of Yeshua. And in that parasha it says, Asher loy chayma, that to be included in the bracket of orei chayma, it has to have a wall, veloy shur igar, and it's not good enough if there's just a row of rooftops, which means it didn't actually have a wall around it, just there were houses that were close together surrounding the town. And the word soviv that it says in the pasuk there is coming to teach us, prat le tveria sheyamo chaymoso, to exclude Tveria, whose wall is the sea, and therefore is not called Mukofis Chayma. So you see explicitly in the Braisa that Tveria is not called Mukofis Chayma. So what was Chizkiah's Sofik? Answers the Gemara, Le'inyin Bote Ari Chayma, it's true that regarding the halachas of Bote Ari Chayma, Le'imasapkele, there's no Sofik, since we learn out from the Pasuk of Soviv, that the wall has to be surrounding the whole town. It's not good enough if one side has the water. Kikomasapkele, when did Chizkiah have the Sofik? Le'inyin Mikra Megillah. Regarding Mikra Megillah, that the Pasuk doesn't actually use the words Chayma, it just uses the word Prozim. And his Sofik was, my Prozim. What does Prozim mean? Umay Mukofin. And what's called Mukofin? Dichsivi Gaba Mikra Megillah, that it says regarding Mikra Megillah. Is the difference between Prozim and Mukofin Mishum Dahani Migli Vahani Loi Megali, that the Prozim are exposed and the Mukofin are not exposed? Vahon Nami Megalia. And Tveria is also exposed, because the side of the sea does not have a wall. Oy Dilma or no? Do we say that the difference is between Prozim and Mukofin, Mishum Dehani Mignu, the Mukofin are protected, Vahani Lei Mignu, and the Prozim are not protected, Vaha and Tveria Nami Miganyo. And Tveria is protected because the sea is its border. That was the Sofik of Chizkiah. And now the Gemara is going to bring another place where there's a Sofik, whether it was Mukofi's Chayma. Rav Asi, Kori Megillah, Rav Asi read the Megillah b'Hutzal in a place called Hutzal, b'Arbasa u'b'Chamisar, on the 14th and the 15th. Mesapkele had a Sofik, imukofi's Chayma mi Moise Yeshua bin Nunhi. Oh, he had a Sofik where it had a wall from the time of Yeshua bin Nun. Ikeda Amra. Others say, Amr Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Hai Hutzal, the base bin Yomin, the town called Hutzal in Nachlas Binyamin is definitely Mukofis Chayma Mimois Yeshua Bin Nun, and therefore they read the Megillah on the 15th, and he didn't have a Sofik. There's two Shmois in the Gemara whether of Asi had the Sofik or didn't have a Sofik.